Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is The Bert Show.
All the hits, Q100 and The Bert Show. We were going to roll into a phone scam there, but then we got a surprise call from this girl. This is Paris Bennett from American Idol.
Can you step forward? You're through to the next round.
Now, we were all convinced that Paris isn't 17. With a voice like that, she's 34 years old. And they're going to find her out. She's going to get kicked off the show. Paris, can you confirm that?
I am 17 years old.
We thought there can't be. You sound too good. You sound too mature.
I don't know where that comes from, but it's just a gift from God. But I am 17 now.
last time we were talking about American Idol, we talked about you and bragging about you. I said it, you know, and I mean this as a compliment, but it's just funny to me, like when you see a police academy and that one officer who has the very, you know, faint voice and the real sweet voice, and you don't think there's any way she could be, you know, a police officer. And then when she'd get mad, she'd get all aggressive and she had this deep voice. And that's like you. Like, you have this depth to this voice and this boisterous voice. And then when you're done, thank you. And it's just so cute. So anyway,
do people underestimate you before they hear you sing?
They do. Everybody's like, she's Mickey Mouse, and or they'll say, she's too young, and I have a lot of comments about my voice, but you know what? It holds in a big gift, so I don't care.
Paris, who is out there so with cute. You? Are you out there by yourself in Los Angeles, or are you with family?
No, my mommy's with me.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they require that if you're under 18?
They do.
They do, okay.
You have to have a guardian, and so she's one with me.
Is she looking over your shoulder pretty carefully, I bet? I mean, because you're not in Fayetteville anymore. I mean, L.A.'s a big city.
It is. The only thing about L.A., I have to say they don't have a Waffle House.
So, sweet tea, forget it. Yeah.
And they don't have sweet tea.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
They have tea, but they give you the like sugar container thing on the side. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, here's your tea. And then you're like, you're not going to mix it in.
It's just not.
Yeah. You have to ask those kind of questions. But I like LA. It's nice. My aunt lives here too. So I have family here too.
Paris, I got to tell you, you have been so composed on that show. Like, I mean, so together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at my age, if I went on national TV in front of those judges, I would be intimidated and I'm sure I'd choke. But you somehow, some way, are able to keep it all together. Are you more nervous than you're letting on?
I'm not.
You're not?
I'm never nervous. I just put it in God's hands and let him do what it is that he does. That means there's no nervousness and there's no time for worrying because you're there now. And there's not a lot of people that can say that they've been in the top 24 or now the top 20. And, hey, you just got to do your best and give it your all because treat it like it's your last. And that's exactly what I do.
Paris, you had to do a lot of training to get to this point. Can you tell us about when you started singing and what kind of training you've had up until now?
I started singing when I was about 4, and that was in church. At my great-grandfather's church in Rockford, Illinois. And then from there, I just started doing spurts of things. The 1996 Olympics, I sang there.
I've heard of that thing.
And then as I got older, my voice began to change. Not my speaking voice, but my singing voice began to change, and I started to do... started doing my own thing and doing my own demo for a little bit, and then I opened for Marion and some other great artists out here, and then I got here. And so, and then I have my grandma and my mom that I listen to them sing and learn things from them, and and take different things from them and make them my own and change them how I would change them and how I would do things. And so that's where a lot of my singing comes from.
We're talking to Paris Bennett, who's from Fayetteville, representing Georgia really well on American Idol. I'm curious, Paris, if you have had any thoughts of, like, a lot of people are starting to compare your singing voice and sound to Fantasia. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you think that hurts you because America has kind of seen that Fantasia already.
You know what? I don't think it hurts me. I take that as a compliment, but I can say this for the record. I can say some good stuff. It's great that a lot of people say that, like Fantasia, and I think because I am a big fan of hers, rather. But really, I have something so big that can't be compared to another because it's from me and it's from my heart, and this is me every day, nonstop, 24 hours a day. This is how I am, and this is where my spirit is, and this is my anointing, and this is my gift, and however it may come off, that's America's opinion. You know, that's a choice of people's opinions, but Fantasia is a church person. And so am I. So everything that happens in church, everybody, we all do the bounce. The church people all do the same thing because that's what we have grown to do. So when we're in church and we're shouting, that's something we do. When you see me do Gladys Knight and I was skipping across the stage, I wasn't dancing. I was shouting because I was happy to be there. Mm-hmm. That was my time to shine. And if every chance I get to thank God in a dance, I'm going to do that dance. So people can compare me to Fantasia. Hey, I take it. That's a great compliment.
You sound to me like, you were going to make it with or without American Idol. Do you really believe that?
I'm going to make it because you know what I have? Mm. I have favor. I have favor in God, and he's with me this whole trip, and I can't ask for much more. I'm all of him and none of me, and I thank God each day for my gift and my anointing.
Paris, didn't they highlight that you have a famous aunt, a Grammy Award-winning aunt in your family? Didn't they highlight that?
One more time?
Don't you have a famous singer in your family?
I do. My mom and my grandma. And my great aunt, actually.
Your great aunt. I think
they were all in the group Sounds of Blackness.
Okay. Right.
And my grandma Ann is now a solo singer. And my mother is coming out with an album as well.
But that sure helps when you have that kind of bloodline, for sure.
It does. It does. Because you have influences right in your household rather than looking for them on TV, because there's a lot of young artists now that you can't really relate to, and you kind of like the... And me, I like the... I like the Gladys Knights and Aretha Franklins and the Tina Turners. And the only person that I've seen so far that's given me that is Fantasia, so I'm a big fan of hers.
Now, didn't Randy Jackson know your great aunt?
He knows my grandmother.
He He knows your grandmother. Okay. Mm-hmm. I saw that during the auditions, how he sort of singled her out and came out and gave her a hug and was recognizing her. So
yeah, they're all music buddies. So
that's cool.
They have a relationship, but that has nothing to do with me. I don't want. A lot of people were saying that, you know, it'd be two-sided because she knew him and that it was favor because, you know, because he knew my grandma. But I just want the world to know that I waited in the line like everyone else. Nah. I went in that room by myself and I got judged by myself. I went to Hollywood Week and got the same criticism as a lot of people. And now I'm in this show and I'm in here all by myself because Simon's not my grandma's favorite.
I don't know. So,
you know what I mean? And, and my grandma's not Simon's favorite. So,
well, there is nobody that could listen to your performances over the last couple of weeks and say somehow, some way, she squeaked into the finals. Right. I mean,
no
you
way.
Are head and shoulders above some of those people that are there. So
thank you.
Nobody could say that.
Aren't the odds makers in Vegas already putting Paris at the top
you,
of the list?
I saw where, the odds makers have you and Ace, and I still can't remember the third person.
Taylor.
Out there. Was it? But yeah, you were in the
Taylor
top three.
Hicks, right?
He couldn't be one of them.
No, it was a female. Females. It was a female. So
two females and a guy.
Yeah, and you were one of the females.
Taylor's like the 75-year-old dude that people think that, right? He's the guy with all the gray hair.
Taylor's cool.
Oh, he's 50.
No, he's not.
He's the adult escort on the school trip.
Yeah. Honey, you look like an American Idol. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you're nice. He's one of the all nice.
You look like an American Idol. He looks like your history teacher.
He's like a Boy Scout chaperone, that guy. He's not going to last long. You know that.
Hey, but he does have great soul and he has great personality, though. Like off cameras besides what you guys see. Yeah. He's a very, 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 very sweet person and like just down to earth.
I'm sure he's got an old soul. I mean, that's...
I'm sure he's a nice guy, but when he performs, I feel like there should be a paramedic somewhere really, really close by. Because it looks to me like dude's going into a seizure. No, come on.
Come on.
You know, thought the same thing.
You mean the paddles in that blue gel?
Clear!
Clear! Yeah.
You guys.
Sorry. Yeah.
Paris, good talking to you. Represent Georgia, all right?
I will.
We're rooting for you.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
But Friday, we lost Melissa Carter for like the first 2.5 hours of this show, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, earlier last week, we had talked about how my girlfriend Katie Jo was a big NASCAR fan. So Bert says, you know what? How about we put her to the test and I give her 10 trivia questions and we see how well she does. So we did that on Thursday and found out that she didn't know as much about NASCAR as she may have thought. And so she got 2 of the 10 questions correct. And the bet was that for every question she got wrong, I had to suffer the punishment. And it was 30 seconds of stand-up comedy. And so that had to be paid off on Friday morning. So I am not, there is no part of me that has ever even thought about being a stand-up comedian. And so 4 minutes was brutal. And like what he said about, you know, being out of the show, we didn't do this till about 9 o'clock on Friday morning. So all morning long, I was nervous as I could be in my mind wondering how I was going to do this. And so But we did do it on Friday.
Have you listened back to it since then?
No.
So this is your first time hearing it.
I probably take the headphones off and
go find something to do.
Go find something to do for the next 4 minutes.
On a different floor.
4 minutes of stand-up comedy from Melissa Carter. This was part of Friday's show.
I'm nervous where, you know, the dry mouth. I was making sure I had water, like almost shaking, because anytime you go into something that you are, you know, you're not good at, you know, you don't enjoy. It just, it makes it that much worse. Like, it's not, there's that nervousness of, like, exhilaration, where you're nervous and just can't wait to get out there and do it, you know, like, pump you up. This is not that kind of nervousness. This is one of those that, in the back of your mind, it's like when you're a kid and you have to do a book report on a book you didn't read, which happened to me a lot. It's one of those nervousness where I'm sitting in the chair, you know, a little gassy, a little, you know, where my mouth is dry. And the
writing assignment, you make the margins bigger.
Exactly. And then, you know, having the last name Carter with a C, you know, the book report's going to come sooner than later. And so this is how I feel now. It's like, I'd rather just run out of the room, get in the car. Because I think I had the thought down the hall, if I just got in the car and drove away, what would happen?
Run
away. Where's it going to happen?
You're like, look, it is 4 pages, even though the text is 3 inches wide down the middle.
So this is what happened yesterday on The Burt Show. I asked her 10 questions.
Yeah, my girlfriend, Katie Jo, who claims to be, I'm sorry, she is a big NASCAR fan.
Oh, you said claim.
Oh, that was a 40 something.
Why don't you just call Judith Light washed up?
I'm sorry, honey. So she's a NASCAR fan, and so Burt's like, well, look, you know, we'll give her a NASCAR trivia challenge, and we give her 10 questions really easy, and for everyone she gets wrong, then Melissa has to do the punishment, which is 30 seconds of stand-up comedy.
Okay. The first question was, in NASCAR, what is the definition of marbles? And you said it probably has something to do with a driver's bravery. Great common sense, not the accurate answer. That is excess rubber tire found at the edge of the racetrack. The longest race of the NASCAR season is which race? You said the Pepsi 600 at Lowe's Motor Speedway. It's the Coca-Cola 600.
Coca-Cola 600.
Oh, wrong soft drink.
Question number 3 was, the car that comes in first in any NASCAR event receives 180 points. You said yes.
I knew that.
That wasn't even the question yet.
Right.
The last car in finishing order receives how many points? You said 30. The answer is 34.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
After a race day wreck, this driver, Sterling Marlin, is notorious for executing this superstition. What is it? You said he gets out of the car and he just runs around the track. No, he always throws away his shoes. He thinks they're bad luck, so he throws away his shoes.
Let me just ask you, has she gotten any right yet?
None, not yet.
Okay,
2 minutes.
Just checking.
None.
The average amount of a primary sponsor paying in the NASCAR Cup Series is how much money? You said $10 million. You nailed it. $10 million. Question number 6 was, a company can expect to spend how much money per hour from a primary driver like a guy like Dale Jr. or Jeff Gordon to do a personal appearance? You said it's got to be about $100,000. The right answer is about half of that, $50,000 to get those guys out there for an hour. In 1977, she was the first woman driver to qualify for the Daytona 500. You said, I know this. You read it last night. You said Janet Green? It was Janet Guthrie. What North Carolina city does Dale Jr. currently reside in? That's your dude, right?
That's my guy.
You said Charlotte. It's Mooresville, North Carolina.
Oh, come on.
The drive into this speedway is regarded as the worst traffic jam in the NASCAR world. What track is it? You said Talladega. The correct answer was Pocono. The last question was, what current driver endorses Halston 714 cologne?
I got this wrong, too, I think.
You said my boy. This is my boy, Dale Jr. Can add another 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
The correct answer was Jeff Gordon. All right, so when we added it all up yesterday, came to 4 minutes of stand-up comedy for Melissa Carter.
You got to introduce me. Got to get a. Do I have any clap? And then we'll start when I start talking. Should've I got to get into the.
Should have thought to have some, like, introduction music.
I did 4 hours of preparation, and you get. Well, that'll help. That's amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please turn off your cell phones or set them to vibrate.
One night, and one night only.
Thank God.
The humorous stylings of, what's the name of your hometown?
Columbia.
Columbia, Tennessee's, boy, are we blessed tonight.
Columbia, to be Tennessee, in the funniest city in the East.
Melissa Carter to the stage.
Woo! Woo! Thank you, thank you. Woo! Thanks, Atlanta United. know, it's so great to be back here. And, of course, one of the reasons I am here is because of the NASCAR Trivia Challenge that my girlfriend Katie Jo just did yesterday. Now, of course, NASCAR's been in the news recently because the Church of Scientology says they're going to attempt to spread its Ignite Your Potential message into auto racing through their sponsorship of a race car in one of NASCAR's lowest levels. So if you put a Scientologist in the race, how exactly would a religious NASCAR circuit look like? Okay, well, number one, the Scientology driver. You can know that a driver is a Scientologist because they think that positive thinking and vitamins is the only thing they need to make their car run. Thank you. You're so sweet. Okay, now Baptist drivers, they think that everyone else races wrong except for them. Then if you have a Catholic driver, they feel guilty about the way they drive all the time. But the Methodist, however, a Methodist driver, well, they have a minibar installed in their car. Thank you. The best audience I've ever dealt with. Okay, now, we can't leave out the Episcopalians, Miss Jen Hobby, because Episcopalian drivers, well, the Episcopalians let women and gay people drive because there's a place at the track for everyone, according to the Episcopalians. Now, Mormons, you can tell the Mormon drivers because they have more than one car on the track. And the atheist drivers, well, the atheist drivers don't believe there are any other cars or even that the track exists. And then, of course, we can't leave out the religious extremists from everywhere because they purposely run their cars into everyone else. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Atlanta. Don't forget to tip your waiters. Okay.
2:30.
Also in the news, we go from cars to motorcycles because Yamaha Motorcycles will soon add airbags to their machines. Engineers have created a prototype of a new motorcycle airbag that inflates specifically to protect a man's package. The bag is hidden under the seat. If you crash, it inflates to put a cushion between their jewels and the handlebars, thus protecting a man's most valuable asset. However, Yamaha already had invented a device that protects a woman's most valuable asset. It's called the helmet. Thank you. All right. Well, we talked to Sorry Sarah, a few days ago. Of course, Sarah's the one who had an incident with her boyfriend over the weekend that we couldn't really talk about, and we assumed that that relationship is over. But then we realized Sarah's going to have to date again. So what are the top three questions that Sorry Sarah's new boyfriend is going to ask her upon their date? Number one, have you canceled your Cosmo subscription yet? Number two, how easily do Lee press-on nails actually come off? And number three, Sorry Sarah's new boyfriend will ask her, do you have plastic sheets? Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love the finger pointing and the head nod.
All right. And poor Ralph Santiago. This is a guy that's accused of stealing from a neighbor's house, okay? So he's accused on that, but he has a lawyer now. And the lawyer said that one reason that there's no way Santiago could have burglarized his next-door neighbor's home is that he's too heavy to have fit through the window. And Santiago's attorney said...
1 minute.
So Santiago's attorney said that he is ready to prove that at 5'11" and 275 pounds, that Santiago could not have possibly made it through the 21-inch wide, 36-inch tall casement window. He's going to make Santiago climb through a replica window in front of the jury, because if his client don't fit, the jury must acquit. All right, thank you so much. All right. If you order more drinks, the jokes get funnier. Okay.
30 long seconds.
All right. A Missouri woman. We have to go to Missouri now, where this woman is so angry that her new puppy had died that she pushed her way into a dog breeder's home and repeatedly hit the breeder in the head with the dead chihuahua. Okay. No. This is a true story out of Missouri. And the attacker now could face assault charges. But since the dog was already dead, police couldn't deport him for illegal immigration. Yeah, that's a bad one, I know. Okay.
Did you like the courtesy laugh? That was good, right?
And thank you, Atlanta, so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you to Katie Jo for getting the 8 answers wrong. But the 2 right, I still love you. Thank you, Atlanta.
Done.
I thought you were fantastic.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.